It's Sports Talk with Craig and Chris here on Sioux Falls Sports Radio, AM 1230 and FM 91 KWSN. I'm Chris Tubbs along with Craig Maddock. On the fan line, former USD linebacker Tyler Starr. And Tyler, is it kind of weird to hear former USD linebacker?
Yeah, still haven't quite sunk in yet. Still trying to work that in.
So what has the ride been like? I know it's just starting, but from playing in Vermilion to prepping for the East-West Shrine game, and now what has this ride been like for you?
It's been pretty consistent. Just trying right now, make sure I'm taking care of my body, getting right, and get back to the football playing condition, and coming into the season, you're feeling a lot better than leaving. But just trying to win every day. Go out there and have that mentality that trying to outwork as many people as you can at your position.
Before we get into what you're doing now, I know you're only a very short time removed from playing in Vermilion, but your time at USD, how would you describe that?
Very knowledgeable experience. I got fortunate enough to have some coaches that showed me a lot of things along the way. A lot of things that I'm going to be able to carry into my future in football. And I was lucky enough to come in contact with Coach Marquise Williams and this most recent coach, Coach Joe Ford, and got to be able to work on some specific things and. Got to play under Coach Joe Glenn, and he's definitely had some winning experience, a couple national championships, and got to be around a lot of good guys, a lot of guys who are willing to work hard and trying to overcome any obstacle they can just to get on the field. So it was a overall very very fortunate experience for myself.
So after you got done playing at USD, you got the invite to the East-West Shrine game. How did that come about? Did you get that right away, or did you know about that during the season, Tyler?
Maybe a game. Last game, I think before NDSU, I found out I got the email from East West Shrine, and I was really excited about it. I'd be able to showcase my talent, and I was hoping for the Senior Bowl invite, and didn't get that because all I needed was one, just one chance, and East West Shrine gave me that opportunity, and I knew that it was probably going to be, my best chance to, really show the world and the NFL world, that, I have the potential to play at that level.
So you played in the East-West Shrine game. That got you an invite to the NFL Combine. When you hear that you're going to the NFL Combine, to me, I get the impression, Tyler, that other than the Senior Bowl, to go to the Combine and all the attention that is going to be there, that's got to be a huge thrill and a great honor for you.
Yeah, I was sitting in my apartment after my workout, and it was a Friday night, and I had been calling the Combine a couple times, to figure out what was going on, and I knew that I was on the bubble list. I did not make the official, the first invite, but they were going to see how many juniors came out and declared, and then they'd send the guys who were on the bubble list, who were one vote short, back to the vote, and I checked my email, and by 8 o'clock at night, I saw that I got an email for the Combine, and I was just ecstatic with emotion. It felt great. It felt not only good just to have the opportunity, but it felt good to be recognized, from a Division I AA school, as to have potential to play in this next level. I know, going into a lot of things like this, obviously Division I AA guy or Division I A guys are the ones who get the first looks, but being able to, at least being recognized as a, a player with that potential, and had to call my family and my fiance, and I was just, super excited.
He's Tyler Starr, former USD linebacker here at Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. So after you get that email and you find out that you're going to go to the Combine, does that re-energize you and refocus you? Say, okay, well, I've gotten this far, and does it almost start to become a little more real now that you know that that might be the next step?
Yeah, before I found out about the Combine, you were working for, your pro day. That's, mine set for, March 11th or somewhere around there. I can't be exact. We're still kind of in that process of finalizing it. But, then to hear, hey, February 21st, it's go time. You're on the big stage. It definitely, brings you down to a reality of like, hey, this is happening. This opportunity is in front of your face. you've gone through so much and been got so far. You know, now it's time to throw absolutely everything on the line. This is it. This is your shot. And it's been, made me more focused and determined and just ready to, you know, go out there and see what I'm capable of.
Does the fact that I know, you know, North Dakota State has obviously the profile of FCS has risen because of North Dakota State winning the three state championships. But, I mean, overall, FCS seems like it's getting a little bit more notoriety than maybe it has in the past. Do you think that helps guys on the level that are, you know, like you, Tyler, that are looking to break through and really make an impact and get yourself noticed?
You know, absolutely. I think, you know, any attention that you can get, you know, especially the attention that Missouri Valley gets, you know, with NDSU, you know, having a three straight and just the teams that are rated in the Missouri Valley. I mean, Division I AA, you know, I think NFL teams are starting to realize that it's not the guys that at the 1A level that are, you know, just the ones that you need on your team. I think, you know, they're starting to find that there's talent everywhere, and it's, and just how in-depth the recruiting process and the scouting process has gone in, you know, that, you know, there's talent out there. It's all about finding it, and for a Division I AA player with that thought in the mind that we got to work that much harder to get that much more attention and get our shot. And those are the guys that are hungry, and those are the guys that aren't used to getting, you know, the handouts. Not saying anyone gets handouts, but, you know, I think it's safe to say, you know, Division I A players get the first look, you know, and they get that first attention just for playing at that level, in which, you know, all is earned. But I think that gives us a little bit more of an edge just to work harder and, you know, try and overcome those obstacles.
Well, and let's be honest, you can't sell yourself short, Tyler. You've got quite a resume and a lot of accolades in a very good Missouri Valley. And, you know, I can only imagine that people look at what you've done in that conference and say, this is a guy that we have to take a look at because we know the skills are there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, I was fortunate enough, you know, to play on for some good coaches and a good team and, you know, put myself in the position to, you know, have this opportunity. Like I said, you know, it's always been, you know, a dream of mine, and I've been working towards it as long as I can remember. So to actually have, you know, that recognition finally kind of fall in place a little bit, you know, it feels good to know that, you know, the hard work wasn't for nothing.
So where are you at now, and what are you working on, and what's the next step for you, Tyler?
Right now I'm down in Nashville, Tennessee, in Franklin, actually, just a little ways south of it, but or north of it. But I'm out here training at the D1 Sports, and I'm going to be here till the combine. And I'm just right now trying to get myself in performance level for this combine, and try and get, you know, my 40 time to a time where I'm going to be comfortable running at, you know, 250 pounds, and you know, be able to showcase my talent for my frame, my skill set. You know, I think it's you know, testing is something that I've always been kind of comfortable in, something I know that, you know, if I was going to make it, that's something I was going to have to be good at. So down here with good group of guys, and, you know, we work out 6 days a week, and, you know, just, like I said, take it one day at a time, one step at a time.
Well, Tyler Starr, former USD linebacker, of course, Missouri Valley Defensive Football Player of the Year, and know a lot of USD fans, I think SDSU fans overall are rooting for you, and we'll be following your journey. We will as well. And I appreciate the time. I know you're a busy guy here, Tyler. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.